We begin the Karan Daven Sach, this tying this Daf Chav Tes, begin on the second line down at the top of the Yamed. But the Gemara continues on as it had left off in the previous Daf and the five calamities that happened on the 70th of Tammuz. Now we move on to the five calamities that happened on Tisha B'Av. The first one being, as the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, but Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Av, Nikzar Lavisen Yishli Konsularitz, it was decreed on our fathers, the Der HaMidbar, that they're not going to enter into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara asks, Menolan, where do we know that? That was on Tisha B'Av. Looks like it says a pasuk in Shemais, where the Gemara goes through the chronology to show that that's when the decree happened. It says that Behi b'chedesh rishon, it was in the first month, b'shana sheinis, in the second year since they had left from Mitzrayim. It was be'echel chedesh, it was the first day of the month. Hukam ha'mishkan, so that was on Rish Chedesh Nisan, in the second year, that's when they had put up the Mishkan. B'mamar, and it was explained that shana rishon na'asa Moshe ha'mishkan, in the first year, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu had made the Mishkan. Shnei hekem Moshe as a Mishkan. Now, in the second year was the year that the Mishkan was erected. And Mashiach Meraglim, it's also in that second year that the Meraglim was sent out. How do we know that? Because the Chassidus has a passing of Amidbu. It says, Vehi b'shana hasheni, it was in the second year. B'chodesh hasheni, in the second month, which is the month of Iyar. B'esam ha'chodesh, on the 20th of the month, so we're on Chaf Iyar. Nala ha'anan me'al Mishkan ha'edus. The cloud had moved away from atop of the Mishkan Ha'edus. Seven, it says in the Pasuk, V'yisu mehar Hashem derech shleish Hashem, that they moved away from the mountain of Hashem where they had been for a long time, from Har Sinai, for a distance of 3 days. That makes it now the 23rd of Iyar, which is, it was on the 20th, so you have 20, 21, 22, so we're by Chav Beis Iyar. So Amr Rabba Bar Hanina, Eitz Hayim Sar Me'achar Hashem. That day was when they left, is that they went away from Hashem, and that's because the interpretation elsewhere is said that mehar, from the mountain, also is the word maher, quickly, they were ketin kabereach, they wanted to get away from Har Sinai, and this was the 3 days that they had gone away. So again, we're by the 22nd of Iyar. Uchseven, it says in the Pasuk, v'asafsuf asher b'kirba, that there was the multitudes, the Arab that was amongst the Jewish people, hisavu taiva, they desired desires, Yeshuvu vayivku gam b'nei Yisrael v'gemer, and then they sat and they cried, we want food, we want meat. 7, it says in the Pasuk, at chedesh yam v'gemer, so for a month's time, where they had the meats and that they were punished for that. Tehavalahu asr v'taratin b'sivan, so now we go up a month from the 22nd of Iyar to the 22nd of Sivan, because for a month that took time. 7, it says in the Pasuk, v'tisagi mirim shibasyam, that at the 22nd of Sivan, then Miriam, who because of Tzaraz, she was then sequestered for 7 days. The Havalu, Esther Matisha B'Sivan, that takes us up to the 29th of Sivan. Seven, it says in the Pasuk, Shalach L'cha Noshim, it says then, send for yourself people. Tanya learned the Braisa, it was on that day that Miriam was coming out of that Hesker, that Be'esther Matisha B'Sivan, Shalach Mesh Meraglim, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the spies to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Chesed, it says in the Pasuk, "Vayishuvu mitoh haaretz miketz arba'im yaim," and that they came back from spying the land for 40 days. And therefore, if one makes the calculations, the 40 days are going to end by Tisha B'Av. Now, the Gemara asks, however, "Hani arba'im yaim nechechad haba," but if you actually make a precise calculation of 40 days, it comes out that you're missing 1 day, because if you're leaving on the 29th of Sivan, you have 2 days from Sivan, 29 and 30. You have 29 of Tammuz, which makes for a total of 31, and then you have 8 days of Av, which, because then they came back right before Tisha B'Av, as we're going to see that the crying was that evening after the Meraglim came back, which makes it only 39 days. So Rabbi Abaye says, Tammuz dahi shota maluya maluya. Although Tammuz is chaser, that year Tammuz was a full month. Instead of being 29 days, it was 30 days. The Chassidus says, the Pasuk in Eicha, Kara alai moyed, that he called upon me a moyed, a designated time, which is a reference to Rish Chaydish, Lishba Bechuri, to break my chosen ones, and that is that year Hashem wanted it to be on Tisha B'Av, because as we find throughout history, Tisha B'Av was when all the calamities befell the Jewish people, and therefore, that's what Hashem made it to be a Mayid, to make, as we find elsewhere, that this is the drush that we know Rish Chaydish called a Mayid, that Rish Chaydish was a day later, instead of having it on day 30, was on day 31, again, to make the Tisha B'Av should be the day, and not Ches B'Av. Rechseven, it says in the Pasuk, Batisa kala'ed David Neskelem, so they came back on the 8th of Av, which was 40 days later, and it says that the whole people, they raised their voices, and they started crying, V'yivku ha'am b'laylahu, and they cried that night, which were, again, the evening of Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabba, Amar B'yechanan, Isayim Tisha B'av Haya, that day, as we just made the calculations, was the 9th of Av. It was the night of Avalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, and the reason why they were crying was because they heard the bad reports about Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem said, Atem Mechisim B'chiyah Shalchinim, you're crying a cry for nothing, because really Eretz Yisrael is great and there's nothing to be afraid of. And therefore, Vani Kavei Lechem B'chiyah Dais, I'm going to designate this day for you, crying for future generations. And this was the first one. The first one was that they're not going to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the other ones, as the Mishnah had said, which we continue now, regarding the other calamities that happened on that day. The second one was Charv HaBayis Birshayna. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we know that the destruction of the first temple was on Tisha B'av? So like it says, Pasuk Melachim Beis, it says, V'chaydesh HaChamishi, on the fifth month, which is the month of Av, B'shev HaChaydesh, on the seventh of the month, it was the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Nebuzaradan Rav Tapachim, so came one of his generals, Nebuzaradan, the chief butcher, Evan Melch Babel, who was the servant of the king of Babel, he came to Yerushalayim. V'yisras beis Hashem again, and he burnt the house of Hashem. Now, however, Chassidus said the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says v'chaydesh hachamishi. He says it was in the fifth month of Av, but it says ba'asul chaydesh in the 10th of the month. Which was the 19th year of the reign of the king of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, Rav Tapachim, Amlavnei Melch Bavel, he stood in front of the king of Bavel, Birushalayim, Begarim, and Yerushalayim, etc. Now, Tanya learned the Braisa regarding these two contradictory psukim that says, Yav Shalayim B'Sheva, you can't say that the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, destroyed on the 7th of Av, Shrekvan Nemebasa, because you have the other pasuk that we just quoted near me that said it was on the 10th. Yav Shalayim B'Sheva, yet you can't say it was on the 10th. Shari Kivan Nema B'Shiva, because it already says in the other Pasuk in Malachim Beis that it was on the 7th of Av. So okay, so how resolve this contradiction? So that's the price that tells that B'Shiva, on the 7th of Av, Nichnasu Nachem LaHechel, that's when the non-Jews entered into the Hechel. V'achlu, v'kilkulu bay, shvi, shmini, and then they ate and they desecrated it on the 7th and the 8th. V'chi, samach l'chashecha, and on Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Av, close to when it was getting dark, he tisu bayas or that's when they lit on fire. And then it lit and burnt the whole entire day, meaning the whole 10th. Therefore, that's how it resolves the contradiction. The 7th is when they entered, but the actual burning was on the 10th of Av. Shemek, it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Ayilanu, woe to us, kifan hayem, because the day is leaving, ki natu tzlali erv, because the shadows of evening are already turning toward us. And that's what we're saying that because it was towards evening time on Tisha B'Av when the actual burning of the Beis HaMikdash started. Behind them, Rabbi Yechon, actually, this is the understanding of what Rabbi Yechon had said. Where he said, had I been there in that generation that designated when Tisha B'Av is going to be, which is the commemoration and the fast of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, like Kivat Vela Basiri, I wouldn't have made a Tisha B'Av, I would have made it Asir B'Av, Nesheru B'Shal Hechel by Nisraf. The majority of the Hechel was burnt on the 10th. It only started on the 9th towards nighttime. However, the Gemara tells us that Rabbanan, who made it into Tisha B'Av and not the Asir B'Av, Aschalta de Peronas Adifa. It's more severe, the beginning of the punishment, than the actual manifestation of that. And since it started by the Tisha B'Av, which was towards evening, therefore they made it into Tisha B'Av as a commemoration, as a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the third calamity that happened on Tisha B'Av was Rabbi Shniya. The second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And that's the Gemara Minala. Where do we know this from? Titan, like within the Braisa, Megalglin's Chos Liam Zakai. There's a merit for a meritorious day to have other merits happen on it. And bad things happen on bad days. And therefore, since on Tisha B'Av, where generally bad things happen, and it was the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, so too the same thing happened on the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, Amr, they said, Kishacharav Beis HaMikdash Birushainam, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the first time, Aysa Hayayim, and the Kirsa takes out the word Erev, Tisha B'Av Haya, that was, as we said, on Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Av. Umaytza Shabbos, it was also the end of Shabbos, meaning it was the beginning of Sunday. Umaytza Shviyas, it was also the end of the Shemitah, one Shemitah cycle, 7 years, meaning it was in the 8th year, the beginning of the first year of the next cycle. Umishmarta Shal Yo Yarav Hayas, it was also the Mishmer, which was from the 24 Mishmeres of Kehanim, of Yehayarav, who was also the beginning. Valavim Hayarim Shira, Vaim Nalduchanim, Nalavim were saying Shira, and they were standing on their platform where they had this type of a platform where they would stand on and they would sing. Now, what shir were they singing at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash? It says in Tehillim, it says, that he brought back on them their violence, and with their evil, he chopped them down. Now, actually, this is from the Mizmor of Kel Nekamas Hashem, which is the Shir Shal Yoyim, the song that was sung on Wednesdays. Now, the reason why they were singing now on a Sunday, which, as we just explained, the Churban was on a Sunday, was, as the Gemara says elsewhere in Erechin, that was just what happened to fall into their mouths, again, because of the great calamity that was befalling them. Now, they didn't get a chance to finish saying their sentence. That Hashem, our God, went and chopped them down until the non-Jews already came and conquered them. And the same thing happened the same way by the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, the fourth calamity that happened on Tisha B'Av was Nilka de Beitar, that the great city of Beitar was captured. And that's a Gemara, that's a tradition that we have. And the fifth, the final thing was Necher Shehair, that the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over, as it says the Pasuk of Micha in Paragimel, Tzien Sadeh Techash, that the Tzien, reference to Yerushalayim, will be plowed like a field, that it was totally plowed and was made like a plowed field. Time like learn the Braisam. The Gersa changes from Keshacharv to Keshacharash. Keshacharash turned the Srafas Harashas Eichel. When the wicked turned the Srafas, was plowing over the Heichel. Nigzer Gzeler and Gamliel Ariga was decreed by the ruling government that Rav Gamliel should be murdered. Now, Baal din Echad v'amad be'Beis HaMedrash v'amad. Now, one of the ministers from the government came to the Beis HaMedrash and he said, Baal HaChaitim, the man of the nose, which either means to say that someone of height and stature, or means the great one of the generation, which, as Rashi says in Ayin Yaakov, just like the nose beautifies the face, so too such a person beautifies his generation, meaning he's the leader of the generation of the people. In other words, a reference to Rav Gamliel. He says, Mispakish, he's wanted. Baal HaChaitim Mispakish, the one of the nose, is wanted, meaning to be killed. And he was alluding to him that the people of the government should not realize that he's warning him to get away, but he wanted to be able to warn Rav Gamliel to save his life. Shaming Rav Gamliel heard this. Azal Tashminai, he went and he hid from the ruling government. Azal, so now this minister went Ligabei, he went to Rav Gamliel, Bitsine in private. So Amalei, he said to him, Imatzil Nalach, if I save you, Maisis Lila Amadasi, will you bring me to the world to come? So Amalei hands Rav Gamliel told him yes. So Amalei Ishtabeli said, swear to me. Ishtabeli swore to him. So Salak Ligra Nafalamis, he went up to a roof, he jumped off, and he died. Begimiri, and we have a tradition, Dechi Gazri Gzeirasa, we know that when they made a decree, Umischad Minaya, one of the ministers of the ruling government, if he would die, Mivatla the Gizrasayu, they would annul their decree because they would think that the reason why it happened to one of the ministers that was part of the decree was because of the evil of the decree. And therefore, by him killing himself, nullified the decree to kill Rumleel. So Yatza Baskal Vamra, so a heavenly voice came out and said, Adin Zem Azum Lachaylamba, this minister is prepared to come to the world to come. Tarban will learn the Braisa. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time, so there was a gathering of the young ones of the Kohuna, and they had the keys to the Heichel in their hands. And they went up to the roof of the sanctuary. They said to Hashem, Ribbono Shalom, Master of the World, since we didn't merit to be trustworthy watchmen and caretakers of the Beis HaMikdash, so let these keys be given back to you. And they threw it towards heaven. Came pieces. And the form of a palm of a hand came out and caught the keys and took it. And they jumped and they fell into the fire that was burning up the Beis HaMikdash. And on these kahanim laments Yeshaya HaNavi, as it says in Yeshaya, it says, Masa, a prophecy, of the Valley of Vision, which is a reference to Yerushalayim, because everyone would look towards Yerushalayim. Malochefa, what do you have? What's going on? Ki alas kulach legagas, that all of you have gone up to the roofs. Teshuay Somaleya Irhamiya, the city that's full of commotion. Kirya Aliza, the joyous city. Chalalayach lechalicherv, the ones that have been murdered are not murdered by the sword. Blemesa Mahama, and not killed by war, but rather, as we described, because they went up to the roof and then they jumped off. And the Gemara tells us, Af ba Kadosh Baruch Hu Nemar, there's a similar lamentation by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says later on, it says, Mekarkir Kir, which is a term of Yalala, of wailing, Vishoya El Har, and he laments towards the mountain, which is a reference to the Mount of Zion that's desolate, that there's nothing there anymore, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also laments over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah told us that not only is this a sad time, Tisha B'Av, but actually Mishnah Nichnas Av Memait Mesimcha, just when we even begin the month of Av, we already start diminishing our joy. Now Amar Rav Yehuda B'Reid B'Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei D'Rav, he says, Kishem Shem Mishnah Nichnas Av Memait Mesimcha, says, just like when we enter into Av, we start diminishing our joy, Kach Mishnah Nichnas Adar, so too when we enter into the contrary, to the month of Adar, which are days of miracles for the Jewish people, which are Purim and Pesach, then Marbim Simcha, then from the beginning of the month, we start increasing our joy. Now we continue our Talmud Beis, where Amar Papa, our Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, because of these months of their mazel, Bar Yisrael de Islei Dinim Hadinachir, if a Jewish person has to go to court with a non-Jew, L'shtamet Minei, he should avoid him, Ba'av, he shouldn't go into their courts. Dereya Mazli, because his mazel, his heavenly protection, is weaker in the month of Av. However, he should provide himself to go to court with him in the month of Adar, the Bar Mazli, because he has a very healthy mazel, again, as we said, because of the Nisan that happened in those months of Adar and Nisan. Now, once the Gemara quoted one halach from Rabbi Yehuda, now the Gemara quotes two more different interpretations from him. So the pasuk in Yirmiyah, now this pasuk is in Perich of Tes, pasuk Yedalf, which is in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending the Jews to Galus Bavel, where the beginning of the pasuk there says that Hashem says, because I know the my machshavas that I'm thinking about you are machshavas of peace and not for bad. And Hashem explains, because it's lasid lechem achris v'tikva, it's to give you future and hope, which Amar Yehuda B'Reid B'Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei D'Rav, he says that's a reference to Eila Dukalim, this is the palm trees where there was that provided their sustenance from them, and which there was many of dates in Bavel, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Tesma Bay, is that Ula came to Bavel and he saw basketfuls of dates. So that's one thing. And Maklei Pishtan, they also had linen garments to wear. That's the Achris Tikva that they had when they went down to the Galus of Bavel. A third interpretation from Rabbi Huda is it says a pasuk in Bereishis, the Yemen that Yitzchok Avinu said, Re'ei Re'ech Beni, I see that the aroma of my son, which is a reference to Yaakov, you know, that he didn't know and he thought it was Esav, is Kirech Sada Shabrech Hashem, is like the smell of the field which Hashem had blessed, which Amar Yehuda B'Reid B'Shmuel Bar Shmuel Mishmei D'Rav, he says, it's Kirech Sada Shal Tapuchim. It's like the aroma of the field of Tapuchim, which although generally that's translated as apples, actually Taisus says that some say it means like the smell of Esregim, which on some level is an interpretation for Gan Eden, which had the Eitz Hadas as one of the interpretations as the Esreg. Now the Mishnah said regarding the Avelis of the and the different meat of Simcha in the month of Av, said that Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lis B'Teicha, that the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in, it becomes even more severe than the beginning of the month, which that is Asurim L'Sab L'Chabbos, one is not allowed to wash one's clothing or to cut one's hair in that week. So Amar Rav Nachman, he says that Lo Yishanu, we didn't learn in our Mishnah that the entire week is forbidden to wash clothing. That's only forbidden if you're washing and then to go out and wear it. But if you're washing it to put away to wear it after Tisha B'Av, that's mutter, that's actually permitted. But Rav Sheish Shama, he argues, he says, no, even to wash the clothing, to leave it for after Tisha B'Av, is also forbidden because it looks like what's called Yumasir Das, that you're involving yourself in other activities that are not related to the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, with washing one's clothing. And because you're not focusing on that, and you're focusing on other things which are contrary to these times, even that's forbidden. Now, Rav Sheish says, Tedei should know that even to wash one's clothing, to leave it for after Tisha B'Av, it's forbidden. The Batli Katsi Debei Rav, you see that the laundries of the house of Rav, they don't work at all. And therefore we see it's not only to wear, but even to leave for after Tisha B'Av. Now, Masa Rav Amnun, Rav Nuna asked on the interpretation of Rav Nachman, who he permitted it to be for after Tisha B'Av, we find in the Mishnah, that it said B'chamishi on Thursday is mutar min the kavod Shabbos. Although we said you're not allowed to do it on Shavuot Shachalboy, but on Thursday you're allowed to do it because of the honor of Shabbos. Now on that thing, Maris Lamai, what are we exactly is the circumstance of this case? Ilim l'chabos v'lulbash. If we're talking about that you're washing it to put it on, and that is right away on Thursday. So my kavod Shabbos, what type of honor is it for Shabbos? If you're washing your clothing and put it on a Thursday, that's not Shabbos. That's for Thursday. Ella, rather, what we have to say is that the washing was l'haniach, to put it away for afterwards, meaning for Shabbos, and we're washing it on Thursday now, even though it's before Tisha B'Av, which Tisha B'Av is on Friday, but we can't wash on Tisha B'Av, so we're washing on Thursday to have it for Shabbos. But one thing we see is that that's only allowed, as the Mishnah tells us, on Thursday. Avla Shabbos kula aser, but the entire week is forbidden to wash, to put it away for Shabbos, which is after Tisha B'Av. Say, see, now like Rav Nachman, that even L'chabbos L'nich is aser. So that the Gemara answers that no. L'olam L'chabbos of a little bit, really the truth is that we're talking about that what Thursday is allowed more than the rest of the week. Although the rest of the week you can wash to put away for Shabbos, Thursday actually is l'chabbos v'lulbush. You let it wash it to wear it on Thursday. Now, why can you wear it on Thursday? That's not covered Shabbos. The answer is it is covered Shabbos. We're talking about that he only has one article of clothing, only one shirt, which he has nothing to switch it to. Now, why is that covered Shabbos? Because if you don't wash it today on Thursday, even though you're putting it on today, but you're not going to have any other opportunity to wash it for Shabbos because Friday is Tisha B'Av, and therefore that's going to be allowed, but not because it's l'haneach. L'haneach is permitted the whole week. It's because l'chabbos v'lulbish. As we find like a similar corollary in another area of halacha, Damar v'asim Rabbi Yechanan, he says misha ein le'elachalak achad. If someone only has one shirt, mutar l'chabbos b'chol shamayit. He's allowed to wash it on chol shamayit on the intermediate days of the yomtiv. Because it's not going to help if he can't wash it because he has all the different lice that's going to be crawling on his garment. So therefore, even if he washed it before Yom Tov, he's going to be permitted to wash it on Yom Tov, on the Chol HaShamayit, because he needs to, because he has nothing else to switch it into. And therefore, we find that dispensation on Chol HaShamayit, because you needed to wear it for the Mayit itself, so to over here that you let it go ahead and wash it and wear it on Thursday, because since you have nothing else to wear, you have to wear that garment, but to wash it for Shabbos, you're not going to be able to do it on Friday. So if you're allowed to do it on Thursday, but truth is, it's not difficult on Rav Nachman. It could be the whole week you could wash to leave it for Shabbos, but here we're letting you to wash it and to wear it. Actually, the Gemara says, Itmanami, we learn like Rav Nachman, that Amir B'yom, and Amir Rolaza, he says, L'shanu il l'chavis to l'lbush. The prohibition was only to wash it and to wear it. However, you're allowed to always wash on Shavu Shachabai if you're going to leave it over for after Tisha B'Av. However, the Gemara has Meisvei, but we learn in the Braisa not like that. The Braisa says, "Asa l'chabes l'pnei Tisha B'Av." It's forbidden to wash clothing before Tisha B'Av. Afil anich l'achat Tisha B'Av, even if it's to leave her over after Tisha B'Av. So we see clearly refutation of the opinion of Rav Nachman. But the Gemara will resume, will continue discussing the Braisa, and then when it finishes citing the Braisa, then it will show it that it's a refutation of the opinion of Rav Nachman. Now the Braisa says, "V'geyut shalanu." Now, our pressing, which is similar to like the process, which in the equivalent of our day would be like dry cleaning, is not that good. Rather, it's only kikiba shalahen. It's like the laundering that the Mishnah's times had, which it was talking about, which is that one is that therefore we're forbidden to do our gihuts, our pressing before Tisha B'Av, even if it's to leave it for after Tisha B'Av. As we said, that even kibus, washing clothing, is forbidden now, even for after Tisha B'Av. However, the inference is, as Rashi points out, is however that our laundering, at least what the Gemara is illustrating, is going to be permitted because it's not the real kibbutz. It doesn't do as well a job of laundering as it did in what the Mishnah was referencing to. Now, however, the kli pishta on Einbehem, there is no prohibition regarding linen garments, mishum gihutz, in regard to the prohibition, as we said, of pressing, as we said, which is really the equivalent of the kibbutz, the laundering of what the Mishnah was talking about. And rather, that halacha only applies to woolen garments, not to linen garments. However, one thing we see is that tiyufta, it's obviously a refutation of the opinion of Rav Nachman, where it says clearly that one cannot wash one's clothing, even if it's laniach, to leave after Tisha B'Av. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Giyur Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan said, Afa Pisha Amru, even though we just said in the Braisa, that Klei Pishtun Ein Behem Mishum Giyutz, that there is no prohibition of laundering, of even pressing the linen garments, Ashur Shachalbay, however, although there's no Isra of Kibus, which there's two components as we spoke about, there's one actually the laundering, which here we're talking about Gihut, which is a higher level pressing, but again that's the equivalent of Kibus, and then of wearing it, which we had a machlek, is laniach going to be Asra Mutter. So therefore, although he says that the prohibition does not apply to linen garments, only to wool, however, it's forbidden to wear those garments that we're washing or pressing in the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on. Now, Amar Rav, Rav says, Loi Shanu, we didn't learn this prohibition that we just discussed, that it's going to be forbidden to wear these garments on the Shavu Shachabai, on the week of the Tisha B'Av falls out in, Ela Lefanav. That's only in the days that come up before Tisha B'Av, and that is if, let's say, it's on Wednesday Tisha B'Av, then on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you wouldn't be able to go ahead and wear those garments, Avla Achrav, but on Thursday and on Friday, then Mutter, then you're allowed to go ahead and wear these garments that were pressed. Shmuel Amahi argues that he says even afterwards, it's Shavuot Shachalba means the entire week. Even if Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday, Thursday and Friday would still be forbidden to wear those pressed garments. Now, basically, the Gemara asks a refutation on Shmuel's opinion from the following brisa. It says, Shabbos shachal Tisha B'av lis b'teicha, a week that Tisha B'av is in that week, asur l'sap l'chabbos. It's forbidden to cut one's hair, to wash one's clothing. U'b'chamishim u'tam when they cover the Shabbos. However, on Thursday, it's permitted to do these things for the honor of Shabbos. Now, Ketzad, the brisa elaborates on the halachas. How do we have these halachas? So chalias be'achav b'Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'av is on a Sunday, then mutar l'chabbos kol haShabbos kula. Then you're allowed to go ahead and wash your clothing the entire week, because Shavuot Shachaboy only comes out on Sunday, and Sunday's already Tisha B'av, and therefore there's no prohibition any time before. B'sheni b'shlishi b'rivi b'chamishi. If Tisha B'av falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, then lafan of aser. Then the days before are going to be prohibited. La'achar of mutar, and therefore there's a clear refutation of the opinion of Shmuel, which again we're going to first resume discussing the Brisa and then end off with that this seems to be a clear refutation of Shmuel. We see that after Tisha B'av, it is going to be permitted. Chalias Be'erev Shabbos. If let's say Tisha B'av falls in on Friday, that's what we meant to say, that Mutar L'Chabbos B'Chamishim when they cover the Shabbos, that then you're allowed to wash your clothing on Thursday, because Vim L'Chabbos B'Chamishim B'Shabbos, because if you don't wash your clothing on Thursday, then you're not going to have your fresh clothing for Shabbos, because Friday's Tisha B'av and you can't wash your clothing on Tisha B'av. Now, Vim L'Chabbos B'Chamishim B'Shabbos, however, the Brisa tells us, if he didn't wash his clothing on Thursday, then Mutar L'Chabbos Be'erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to go ahead and wash your clothing on Friday, which is Tisha B'av, Min HaMincha L'Mala, from the time of Mincha and onward, then that's going to be permitted. However, the Gemara interrupts the Brisa to say that Laid Allah Abaya, that Abaya cursed anyone, V'Tamer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and sometimes Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Aha, regarding this point that we just mentioned, that it's permitted, that they said that that's not an appropriate thing to wash one's clothing on Tisha B'Av, even from Mincha and further on. Now, the Gemara resumes discussing the end of the Brisa, which says, Chalias B'Sheni B'Chamishi, if Tisha B'Av falls out on either Monday or Thursday, then Karin Shleishu Mafter Echad, then three people get an Aliyah, and from those three people, the last one gets Mafter. Now, the reason is, since on a weekday, we never have more than three people getting an Aliyah, and on Rosh Chodesh, we don't have more than four, so we don't add on only on Shabbos and Yom Tiv, as the Gemara says, Masechet Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and therefore we call up three people to get an Aliyah on that Tisha B'Av if it's a Monday and Thursday, which is the time that we anyway read from the Sefer Torah, and because that's from the Tekanis of Ezra, that on Mondays and Thursdays we have three Aliyahs, Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. However, B'Shlishi B'Rivi, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, then Kari Echad and after Echad, then only one person gets an Aliyah, and that same person, he's the one that it reads the Mafter. Rabbi Yisrael, he argues on that last point, he says, no, La'ilim Karin Shleisha U'mafter Echad, even on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you always have three people getting Aliyah, and from those three people, the last person is going to get Mafter. But one thing we see from the Brisa is that it said, La'achrav Mutter, that after Tisha B'Av is going to be permitted, so the Gemara says, this seems to be a refutation of Shmuel, where he said, La'achrav is going to be Aser. Shmuel says, you're right, but Tanoihi, it's a Machlaikis Tanoim, the Tanoik, within the Brisa, regarding this Machlaikis. Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, first the Brisa talks about a different halacha. Chen Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, or if let's say the day before Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so then the person doesn't have to interrupt his meal, he doesn't have to eat any less. Rather, Oichel B'Sheisa Kol Tzarker, he could eat and drink as much as he needs. He could put on his table, meaning to consume, even as much as was the meal of Shlomo HaMelech in his height. Which means to say, because that's in reference to Machlek and Masechtas Gittin, that's Amaches Mabez, where there's one opinion that says that he was what's called Melech Vehedyit and then Melech. He was a king, then he became a commoner, and then he became a king again. And there's an opinion that says he was a king, and then he became a commoner and never became a king again. Which means to say there were periods that he was chased away from being king. And therefore, it has to say, B'shaitai, even the times of when he was the ruler and the leader of the entire world, where him and his people ate huge amounts of food, that's allowed. We don't care that it's Tisha B'Av today or that it's Erev Tisha B'Av, where we have, by the Tzudah Mamsekis, we eat very little. You're allowed to eat as much as you want because we don't have the Hanog of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. Now, the Brisa continues and says, now, it's forbidden to wash one's clothing and to cut one's hair from Rosh Chodesh up until the fast of Tisha B'Av. So obviously we see the Remeah holds, like Rav, that Lefonav is Aser, but La'achar is Mutter. That's the Remeah, that's the opinion of Remeah. Behudai, however, he argues, he says, Kala Chodesh Kulei Aser, the entire month of Av is forbidden to wash one's clothing and to cut one's hair. Shem Lila, my third opinion, he says, Eina Aser Elo Eisa Shabbos Bolvad. only that week of Shavuos HaChabai is going to be forbidden. Now, but however, we see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they both hold that even La'achav is going to be Aser, and therefore Shmuel has Tanoik supports for his opinion. Rav has Rabbi Meir, and he has both those opinions, that one says even till the end of the month, and one says till the end of the week. Now, B'tan Yidiv learned another Braisa, a related machlekes between these three Tanoim, regarding similar halachas. The Remeir holds that the hanhagas, besides for cutting the hair and of washing one's clothing, there is a hanhaga of mourning from Rish Chedesh until the fast. He says, Kala Chedesh Kuli Aser. He says, the entire month is forbidden. He says, In Aser Lo Yisra Shabbos Bolvat. He says, only that week Shavuos HaChabai. Now, Amr B'Yechon, he says, actually, Mishlashta Mikracha Darshu, that all three interpret their halachas and they extrapolate it from the same pasuk. The Siddiq says a pasuk in Hosea, says Vishbati kol misaisa. Hashem says that I will desist, I will stop all their rejoicing. Chaga her holidays, Chadasha her months, meaning the Rish Chodeshes, Shabbata and her Shabbases. Mandam and Rish Chodesh by the Tainis, the interpretation of Reb Meir that said that Allah is applied from Rish Chodesh up until Tish B'Av. Continue on top of Lamed Aleph is Michaga. He learns it from the word of her holidays, meaning that's a reference to Rish Chodesh, as we said on the previous staff, that's a reference to Rish Chodesh, where it says Karalai Moyed, that Rish Chodesh is considered a chag, and therefore it starts from Rish Chodesh all the way till Tisha B'Av. Umanda Makala Chodesh Kuli Aser, according to Yehuda, he holds the whole entire month is forbidden. He learns a Mechadsha from her months, meaning the entire month is going to be forbidden. Mandama Kala Shabbos Kula Aser, and according to Shmuel Gamliel, who said that's just the entire week, he learns a Mishabata from Har Shabbos, meaning from the week. And therefore, they all learn it out from the same pasuk, what the halachas are. Now, the Gemara concludes, Amar Rabba, halacha kribishim gulil, halacha fazer kribishim gulil, that the Isser only applies to that week of cutting the hair and of washing one's clothing. And Amar Rabba, and Rabba says, halacha grimeir. And however, the halacha is like grimeir, that it's only up until the fast and not past that. And B'tavei Lekula, and both of them were coming, both of these halachas of Rava were coming to give lenient interpretations, B'tricha, and we needed them. As Gemara will later explain, that we needed Reb Meir to tell you that regarding the halacha of La'achrav, that only before Tisha B'Av is forbidden, not afterwards. And then we needed also from Shigmalil that it's only that week and not beforehand. The Yashmin halacha Gemeir, had we said halacha of Azra Gemeir, Tzavamina, Filim Rish Chaydish. So yes, it stops by the Tisha B'Av, but we would have thought it starts from Rish Chaydish. That's what we say, halacha fazer kribishim gamliel, that it's only that week, not from Rish Chodesh. And v'yashmin halacha kribishim gamliel, had we say halacha fazer kribishim gamliel, have amin afil ha'achav, I would have thought to say that it's even after Tisha B'Av, it's the whole entire week. Kamash malan, halacha kribishim gamliel, that's what he said, halacha kribishim gamliel, we have the leniencies of both of them, where it's only that week, and it's only up until Tisha B'Av, and not la'achav.